Now the funeral is over, and all the tears are dried up. Niggas hanging deep on the cut, getting fired up. Looking for the nigga who pulled his pistol on my homie. And I for an eye, so now your life is what you owe me. Look deep into the eyes of your motherfucking killer. I want you to witness your motherfucking murder, nigga. And since you wants to kill, then your ass has got to fry. But ain't no police there, boy, your ass has got to die. We play the game for keeps, and if you slipped, I guess you sleep. You shouting the fucking, now your ass is 6 feet deep. Cause where I come from, yo, everybody's got a cat. And niggas try your ass just to see where you got your heart. And if your shit is flimsy, then your ass is gonna bend. And like I said before, there'll be no tears in the end. I'm rolling through your hood and now my heart is filled with anger. You at your sister's house and now your sister's life's in danger.
By a total stranger
with the kanga. Niggas wanna bang ya and hang ya, span ya with one up in the chain. Let's take a trip off the highway so you can see how many niggas in my hood is down the tide of day. We standing up for our own shit. And if you outside the clique, then you die, bitch.
Quit.
It ain't no love in this motherfucker. It ain't no love for yourself or your other brother. Because we real with this shit, so we stay true. And since we bang, then we do what OG say do. I've got the mind of the man in the mirror, so I'm looking at me vaguely. But I can't see nothing, baby. I've got my pistol pawn top. Ready to lick shots non-stop until I see your monkey. And let your homies know who done it. Cause when it comes to this gangster shit, you motherfuckers know who run it. So when you put this motherfucker
W-R-F-L week 13,
up inside of me. I can't talk to my mother.
Move them shoulders.
Talk to my tiger.
Yeah.
I'm going off on the deep end.
Yeah. We're getting funky tonight. Everybody, welcome to the War Room. WRFL edition, week 13. We had a great last week for the NFL and NCAA. Thank you, Trevor. With me tonight in studios, Mr. Trevor Trudy, scratching it. No, he's not. He's just grabbing something like he's scratching his bum. Trevor, how you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. Big week in college for me. I really needed it. I can see the leader now. I'm pretty excited about that. I haven't seen it all year. I've been on a comeback trail. I think I'm only like 40 something points behind Trey now. Big jump. I'm pretty happy with that. I got to get the NFL in check because your mom is gaining on me, even though she's slipped her way in the playoffs now over Luke, who's in a free fall right now.
Oh, dude. I mean, it's
bad.
I mean, my dad's about to pass him next. I mean, my dad had a really good week, too. I mean, once we update the scores here, it's going to look bad. But, like, yeah, Luke is near the bottom right now. He had a worse week than he did last week, having only 28. Yeah. Luke, we love you. But, buddy, what's going on here? Dude, I was counting his scores up, and he started off great.
Yeah, he always does.
Ended horribly. Like, he lost with points on the Falcons, points on the Niners. It was bad. I think the Ravens also. So, you know. But we got a lot of... He's still alive. He's just got, you know, basically, like, he just got shot in the stomach and a lot of blood's coming out.
He went from... Your mom had a 76-point week and he had 19. So, I mean, that was the swing right there. And now he's sitting fucking 42 points out of the playoffs. I'm still comfortably in the playoffs, but I need to make some ground here.
So basically, the standings in the NCAA right now
are tight in our fucking conference right now. I mean, we got Trey at 759, Luke right on his heels at 746. I'm at 719. Colton's at 706. Chris is 628, and Garrett's 623. That's a fight right there. Anybody could literally come out of next week with number one. To go from four to number one next
Chris
week.
And Garrett are fighting amongst each other for who's going to miss the playoffs the closest, it looks like right now.
I mean,
now.
Unless they get a big run or something. I mean,
if they keep letting Colton gain, they're down. They're both down by 70-ish points right now, basically, which obviously in a week, we've seen it happen all year. That's why I hate when people start, like Jason. I hate whenever people start saying, oh, it doesn't even matter anymore. I'm just going to quit. Yeah. Jason's trying to quit.
Even though 2 weeks ago he's over there fucking, wait till I get on there and tell you my picks because they're going to be right this week.
Exactly. Dude, well, college goes by quick, man. Like, once week Fear's nine gone. Comes around, Fear's you're gone. Like, oh, shit, I need to get my shit together. Like, college is so much more tough.
You got one last hurrah once you get to the conference championship.
Oh, yeah. You know,
but, you know, here's the thing. You don't want to get in conference championship and have to wait for everybody to send in their picks, and then you go, all right, I'm doing the opposite because it usually doesn't work out in your favor.
No. No, not at all. When you have to pick based off of like other people's, oh, it sucks. Because a lot of the times when it's consensus, it's for a reason. Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you'll get, you get one every now and then, but
yeah,
it doesn't happen like that all the time.
Yep, and then over in Conference 1 of the NCAA, my conference, I'm leading at 724. My mom's got 673.
She's been making a little bit of a comeback there, too.
My dad is in third place now.
I know, yeah, I saw that. I
was like, 623. Shit. Thor's right behind him at 619, and then Jason's in fifth at 583. Still in it. He had a good week this last week, so he just needs some more. And then in the NFL, Conference 1, Colton's leading. It's 673. Thor's behind him at 648. Christ.
I just noticed that it said that.
Fuck. I need to say something about that again. Christ is at 630. Garrett's at 599. And Jason's at 537. So, again, it's kind of the same thing in a different league. He's got to...
Yeah, he's got to pull his head out of his ass.
Trevor, so at Jason's organization, who's to blame?
Yeah.
Who's to blame for this season in both college and NFL? He's in last place in both leagues. It's unprecedented. I don't think anybody's ever been in last in both.
And here's the thing is he's teetering on being last in the whole overall league. Like
I think he is.
Well, your dad's 10 points behind him in NFL, but... Mm. He's still got a chance too. I mean that the end of that. Here's the thing is I've been just free balling it the last couple of weeks, taking a lot of chances because I had a lot of points. Now I got to tighten it back up. We got to get ready for the playoff run, and you know we got to get in there. Maybe we don't get up to third or even first or get up to second or first, but just go in on solid weeks, making good picks.
Trey and I are now trading off the lead in our
conference. Here's the thing. A lot of people are forgetting that we have the end of the year
in conferences. Preseason.
And some people didn't send them in. And guess what? I don't remember exactly, but when I go back to it, I remember that people didn't send them in. And that's your fault. So if you get fucked over.
It was Thor and Colton and Garrett because they were new.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
We'll review it.
I know, but that could be. You're right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of points at stake there. And you can't lose points on those, right?
No. You can only gain.
Dude, I don't know if y'all hear me coughing, but I'm pretty sure I strained a muscle in my jaw. So every time I cough, it hurts. It's like sore. I think I have a pulled muscle or something. So
a pulled throat muscle.
It's not good, yeah. And I wasn't doing what you think.
Anyway.
So anyway, so we've got a tight race. We're coming towards the end here in college, really, of the regular season. We've got one more week, and then do we?
Two.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
so
two more weeks.
It's two more weeks.
A lot of teams are on byes this week.
Yeah, so there's two more weeks, and then it's conference championship week, which I don't know why. It seems like we're missing a thing there. I guess it doesn't matter, whatever. But because I was going to say Ohio State and Michigan haven't played yet.
Yeah, I think they play next week.
Yeah, let me go ahead and go to that because we're going to go ahead and start with our NCAA football picks. I mean, guys, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. We got a lot of good games this week. A lot of things could happen. There's games going on right now. Akron and Kent State are playing. Western Michigan is taking on Central Michigan. They're killing each other. Northern Illinois is playing Miami, Ohio, which is nowhere near as fun as the Florida Miami.
That is true.
Yeah, we got a lot of football. But starting off... We're going to go ahead and we're going to start on Friday. We've got, which is because it's a Friday college game and it's ranked, it is UNLV versus San Jose State. Because it is ranked on a Friday, it is worth 10 automatically. Trevor, who do you like in this game? Could go either way.
I think this could be a close game, but I'm going to have to roll with UNLV double down. They've looked, you know, not bad after their whole quarterback debacle. Lost to Boise State, but the two losses are pretty good losses, Boise State and Syracuse. So, yeah, UNLV double down.
San Jose State being 6-4 kind of makes me nervous, and it's in San Jose State. It's a late game. That's their fucking bread and butter right there. I'm going to go UNLV straight up on this one. I don't want to start my week off losing 10 points. So, because up next we got another 10-point game, and it's to start it off 11 a.m. in the morning. Doesn't make any sense, which I don't think they knew that these teams were going to be playing at 2 and 5.
I just feel like they should be able to flex it. Like,
you know, 4 weeks ago, that's going to be a good game, you know.
I mean, who knows? But we got number 5, Indiana, 10-0, going up against Ohio State, number 2 in the country. Trevor, who do you like? Ohio State's a 13.5.
I know, that's favorite. what I'm thinking. That's crazy. Because, I mean, I think this is going to be a fucking banger of a game.
I don't even know who I haven't even thought about this one. This is crazy.
I mean, obviously, Ohio State lost to Oregon in a fucking, you know, game they should have won
either way. Yeah.
Indiana, I mean, they've won time and time again. They've won. They've had a couple close calls. Last week, I was like, what the fuck are you doing? This is Michigan sucks. Like, what are you doing? I think I'm going to have to roll the Ohio State double down. I just think that they're going to pull it out and win. I think Indiana is a good team, and I still think that they will make the playoffs if they went out. But I just feel like they're going to get knocked down. Because if Ohio State loses this game, the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, he needs to be a very scared man, because that's why I am kind of scared about this game, because he could fucking lose it and blow it. But I'm going to go the Ohio State double down.
Man, I'm sorry, Trevor. I can't believe that I'm having to have you hit it this early. But can you please hit the upset alarm?
Pew, 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 pew.
The best upset alarm in the whole world. I'm going to have to take Indiana straight up on this game. And I think it's genuinely because I found out it's being played at 11 a.m. What happened when Ohio State played Nebraska? They almost fucking lost to them.
That is true.
Played at 11 a.m. What happened when Indiana played Nebraska at 11? They put 56 points up on them. I mean, I have to go Indiana on this one. Ohio State, they've won every game besides in Oregon, but you could argue that they haven't really had that tough of a schedule. And they haven't looked great.
Penn State's a good win, but...
Yeah. Penn State's played nobody.
Well, I'm just saying, as far as ranking status goes, it's a good win. As of right now, it's a good
win. If you're only basing it off of the fact that Penn State has been ranked high all season, but if you go off of who they've played, Penn State really... I mean, they're not that good to me. I just don't think. I think if they played any of the best teams, they'd lose. I don't think they'd win 3 games in the playoffs. And at this point, Indiana's gonna have a lot of hype. They're gonna want to win this game bad. I think if you want to win a game in Columbus, 11 a.m. is the best time to do it. OU did it when Baker Mayfield was there. I'm going Indiana straight up. I believe. And again, I don't want to lose any points on this. I need to just, you know, take care of my lead in this point. But and I genuinely think that Indiana. I'll tell you what I don't like. If you're basing it off of shared opponents, Nebraska almost beat Ohio State. Indiana beat the fucking brakes off of Nebraska. Indiana's, I think, a better coach team. They've got a better coach. I don't really like Ryan Day. I don't think he's all that great, honestly.
I think he's good, but
he was handed the job. Why he didn't ever prove
stupid ass mistakes where you're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Because he never proved that he was like a great coach. He just kind of got the job because Urban Meyer gave it to him. So, I mean, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't really trust Urban. Ryan Day's kind of starting to turn into Lane Kiffin for me. I'm starting to lose faith in him. But yeah, I'm going to go Indiana straight up on this one. Up next, we've got Wake Forest going into Miami. Miami coming off of a loss to Georgia Tech. Trevor, what do you like?
I like Miami to bounce back here. Wake Forest has kind of been not very good this year. They've lost a lot of games that they should have won. And I think Miami will come back with a little bit of heat and put it on them. I'm going to double down on Miami.
Yeah, I'll take Miami double down. They're favored by 24 points. I don't think they have any business being favored by anything like that.
No.
But I do think they'll end up winning this game. Up next, we got... it's a tough one. We got Ole Miss going into the swamp to play against 5-5 Florida, who it's kind of hard to get a read on. Who knows?
They just fucking
took their ass kicked by Texas. Then they go in and beat fucking Tennessee. Or LSU, sorry. Yeah. Trevor, what do you like?
Man, this is a hard... You know, you never know... Yeah, like I said, you never know what you're going to fucking get. I'm going to go with Ole Miss, but I'm going to go straight up.
Yeah, fuck it. It's a 1-point game. Florida double down. I think they win in the swamp. I think they feel real good. They're going to try to save Billy Napier's job. Yeah, coming off that big win against LSU, I'm going to go with Florida double down. Up next, I have a hard time picking against Florida when they play in the swamp. Up next, we've got SMU number 13. They just don't want to put him in the top 12 for some reason. Going up against 5-5 Virginia. Trevor, what do you like? I've liked SMU all year. What do you think?
Yeah, I like SMU to win here, double down. I just think that Virginia's an all right team, but SMU's been a pretty solid team, and I think they'll get it done.
Yep, I'm going to ride with the Pony Express like I have this whole year. I've liked them all year. I've liked everything I've seen from them. Good quarterback play. You just kind of wonder how their defense will look going up against some of the better teams. But, I mean, based off of the ranked teams they've played, they've won. So, I mean, you know, SMU double down. Up next, we got number 25, Illinois, going up against 6-4 Rutgers. Ooh. Illinois is only favored by 1 in this game. Trevor, what do you think?
This is a tough game, but I think I'm going to take Rutgers straight up. I don't know. Illinois, you never fucking know what you're going to get with them. Kind of sometimes they play really good, but I mean, it's in Rutgers, so I'm going to have to roll with them.
See, I'm going to go Illinois, but I'm also only going to go straight up. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here. Don't know a lot about Rutgers from this year. I know Illinois' 3 losses. I mean, they've played some tough teams this year. They've got a loss to Penn State. They've got a loss to, they lost to Ohio State too, I believe, and somebody else. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt on this one. Up next, we've got our first game of the week out of the 3. We've got 8-2 Sam Houston going up against 7-3 Jack State. Trevor, what do you think?
Let me see here. I want to see who they played. I haven't checked much into Sam Houston. All right. Jack State is favored by, or they got a 67% chance to win, according to this. Sam Houston just played Kent State, won overtime, and beat Louisiana Tech 9-3. Wow, what a banger. Jack State's won 5 in a row. I think I'm going to have to go Jack State double down. Yeah.
I'm just playing super conservative this week. I'm going to go Jack State straight up. Yeah, because I don't know. The games of the week have not been kind to me.
They were good last week to you, though, weren't they?
No. I didn't get any of them.
Well, last week you did, didn't you?
No.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
I think that was the week before you got fucked.
Yeah, okay.
Because you had JMU, and you picked whoever. No, it wasn't North Texas. It was whoever played North Texas. Because we are the only people who picked them. Yeah.
You're right. So, yeah, up next, we've got Massachusetts going up against Georgia. Poor Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'll take Georgia double down. Favored by 42.
Dude, what if Massachusetts went out there?
Oh, my God. That would be...
Dude, SEC deniers would, like, never shut up after that.
Oh, I told you. Look, Massachusetts beat them.
Like, they're not even impressed with Alabama winning 42-7 or 49-7 or whatever. Like, they're like...
Oh, look, it was close for the first quarter.
Why are they even playing them? It's we got to play somebody. And also, it's just like, dude, I hate the elitism of Power 5 fans. It's just like, it'll never get good across the whole country because you guys refuse to, like, give it a chance. Like, it's just like, oh, because, like, I saw somebody say, yeah, every single conference champion gets in to the playoffs. I've always said that. You let every conference champion in.
I mean, yeah, you're just going to get a lot of massacres.
What, you might.
More likely.
You might.
More than likely, I'd say. Like, if you're
your
having...
chances of an upset playing, also go up,
well,
though.
Yeah, but if you're playing, you know, Alabama or Georgia in their prime, and they're playing Tulsa...
Appalachian State beat Michigan.
Yeah, but I mean...
JMU beat North Carolina 70-50.
I'm saying more
often than not, you're going to get massacred.
But over time, but Trevor, don't you think that if you could actually go to a smaller school that might actually suit you better?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you have a legitimate chance.
It can make them better because you could be like, hey, we're going to go. I'm not as good as these guys, but like I got a chance here and we can
go dominate. And then it just builds and builds and builds. Like, I don't believe. I know how football works. If you want me to sit there and think that every single time that happened that it would be TCU Georgia, I don't think so. I only think that that shit happens now is because, like, you're not getting the same athletes to go to these schools because, you know, you could literally just...
They don't have a chance.
Exactly. You know, yeah. If you give people a chance, then, you know... I mean, look at college basketball. Yeah. People aren't afraid to go to Davidson. They're not afraid to go to fucking Florida Gulf Coast.
Yeah, you got a chance to do something, yeah, for sure.
You can fucking... You got a chance. You can go win it. A lot of those teams could go fucking... It's basketball. You know, it's whoever hitting the shots that day. You know what I mean? It's not necessarily... You know, but whatever. But I'm going to go Georgia double down. They're going to dick these guys down. It's going to be bad.
Dick down.
Up next, we've got UTEP going into Tennessee.
Yeah, I'll take Tennessee double down. They'll be looking to bounce back. They're also favored by 42. Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to go Tennessee double down. It's not going to be pretty. Up next, we got our second out of three games of the week. We've got Western Kentucky going up against Liberty. Trevor, what do you think? I know Liberty lost to Kennesaw State on a field goal.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with... I don't know. I mean, fucking Western Kentucky just lost to fucking Louisiana Tech 12-7. My God, Louisiana Tech must have a good fucking defense because they're fucking allowing two teams.
And a bad offense.
The fucking...
Iowa.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think I'm going to go with Western Kentucky straight up here. Yeah, I'm going to go with Western Kentucky straight up. Jarvis, you standing son of a bitch here.
Jarvis, you're making my job very hard here, bud. You're standing right on the notebook. I'm going to have to go Liberty double down. And that's why.
That's a good reason why. Oh, okay.
And now our while we're doing the second one, might as well do the third one. Our final game of the week, we've got Charleston Southern 1-10 going up against Florida State, who is 1-9. And also, I've got to put an apology out to DJ, the quarterback. He apparently hasn't played like most of the season.
No, he played like the first three games, and then they
Yes, he's been out. Yeah. He's got like a broken shoulder.
Still sucks though.
So I gotta give an apology to him. I've been putting a lot of blame on like, dude, how can you guys even be that bad? But Trevor, there's a legitimate chance. Like, I don't even see who the favorite is in this. Is this just like what a pickup? A pick'em? Like, what is this?
I mean, I think it's Florida State.
Yeah, if they've got them as a 98% chance to win, which how could you even?
I know, that's what I'm thinking too. Like when they've lost every fucking, just about every fucking game they play.
Dude, I literally don't even know. This is a tough one to pick. Trevor, who do you think?
I am going to have to go... I'm going to have to go with Florida State. And I'm going to double down. Because I think that if they lose this game, the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles doesn't even get an interview. They're just... Leave. Sears the door. Don't even say goodbye to the players. We'll put your shit in a box and throw it out front because he's not going to be
I don't know, man. Like, so look, they scored 3 against Notre Dame, 11 against North Carolina, 14 against Miami, 16 against Duke, 13 against Clemson, 16 against Florida State, they beat Cal 14-9. They scored 12 against Memphis, 13 against Boston College, and they lost 21-24 to Georgia Tech. Jason was right. They've only scored 20 points one time this year, and that was week one, and they lost. They're not scoring, man. Like, they scored 3 against Notre Dame. Okay, let's look at Charleston. I want to look at this because I'm swear to God, if Charleston Southern's like one of those teams that could score, they scored 13, 14, 14, 23, 13, 14, 29, 0. Oh, my God. Their one win was against Furman, 24-20. They're so similar. It's so weird.
It's going to be a fucking 3-3 fucking battle.
It's going to be a shit fest. Oh, my God. I'm going to go FSU straight up. I don't... There's no way I'm doubling down on these guys. It's not like they're going to come out there and look like gods against Charleston Southern. Apparently, they're just as bad. Yeah, I'm going to go Florida State straight up just because, I mean, I just... They're the only team... Like, at least they've scored points every game. Charleston Southern's got a goose egg on their schedule, so... I don't know. I'm not a big fan of that game, though, I got to say. All right, up next, what we got left? We got, oh, we got number three, Texas, going up against Kentucky. Trevor, what do you like?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Texas double down here. I mean, Kentucky, they've been a tough team at times, but they're not that good. They can't hold it up for four quarters.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'm going to go Texas double down. I think we're finally starting to, last week was kind of, I knew Arkansas was going to be tough. You know, getting the 20-10 win, that's a good defensive battle right there. You know, you got to be able to win games like that. But I think we should be able to take care of Kentucky, no problem, and get ready for Texas A&M. Up next, we've got Penn State going up against Minnesota. Oh, boy.
This is going to be a good game here. But I think I'm going to roll with Penn State double down. I think they'll get it done. I think that it'll be a close game, but I just don't think Minnesota has quite enough. I think this is a team that Penn State will beat to make them look better, even though they're not that good.
Trevor, hit the upset alert.
Pew, 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 pew.
I'm taking Minnesota double down over Penn State. It's in Minnesota. Minnesota has done this time and time this year. They've beaten teams nobody thought they had a chance to beat. And then and they've also done it to us on this podcast. USC, they did it to us against them.
Oh, they did.
So, yeah, I'm going to take Minnesota double down because they ain't fucking around. And I don't think Penn State's all that good. And I think this is going to prove it this week. Once they lose to Minnesota, it's over. So, and also it's only a 1-point game, so who gives a fuck if I lose a point? Big deal. Up next, we got a 5-point game. We got BYU 9-1 up against number 21, Arizona State, coming off a big win against Kansas State. They are alive in the Big 12 championship, and this right here would definitely keep them alive by beating BYU. BYU, who, I mean, you guys called it Kansas with the win. I don't know how y'all saw it coming.
Here's the thing. I want to bring that up. I want to bring that up.
Yeah.
Because Luke in the thing said, you know, he picked that upset, right?
Yeah.
Well, if you look at his picks, he doubled down on BYU.
Oh, did he?
When he said that, I was like, then I'm going through the next day to count up picks, and I'm like, he fucking doubled down on BYU. Why do you think he picked Kansas? He literally thought he
must have been like, yeah, but I think Kansas is going to win.
Because I really, when he said that, I was like, somebody else picked him? And then I looked and I saw it and I was like, you didn't pick him? I was like, you picked, and I was going to out him on the thing, but I figured I'd save it for him now to say, you really thought you picked an upset, but you doubled down on the opposite team.
Called that shit. No, you didn't. I could just say that about every game. That's what I'm going to start doing. Whenever
I don't know. I just had a feeling BYU looked like they were trying to give one up, and Kansas was playing better of late. But in this case...
Arizona State's been playing pretty good.
I think BYU's gonna drop two in a row. I'm gonna go with Arizona State, but I'm gonna go straight up. It's in Arizona State too.
See, everything in my bone is in my bones is my bone. Everything in my bones is telling me ASU. So I'm gonna go ASU double down. I think they get this win. honestly, mostly because
everything in my bone.
I don't think it's really that big of a deal if BYU loses because they'll be 9-2, and so will ASU, and so will Colorado.
Yeah.
So I mean,
listen, I'm loving the fact that Colorado.
Fuck yeah, dude! You don't hear nothing about it.
Yeah,
no. You don't hear nobody saying anything. But whenever they were not too great last year, everyone's like, "Oh, he should quit. He sucks." It's like, dude, it's his first year.
Yeah,
dude.
They've sucked.
He's already won 500% more games by just winning 5 games. But yeah, in this one, I think Arizona State's got a lot of heat. They've got a lot to play for. They're playing to get in that Big 12 championship and try to get a playoff spot. So I'm going to go with them, double down. Up next, we've got Colorado going up against a hot Kansas team.
Yeah.
Trevor, who do you like in this one?
I like Colorado, double down. I like what's going on over there. Kansas will be a tough matchup. It's in Kansas, but, you know, Colorado, double down.
Yeah, I agree. Coach Prime ain't fucking around. I honestly like Colorado to win the Big 12, I think.
I think so, too.
I could really see them winning the Big 12. They have looked like they've improved.
Oh, yeah. Defense looks a lot better, too.
Yes. So I'm going to go with Colorado. Double down. Up next.
You're just making up names for teams now.
The Citadel versus Clemson. You know who the Citadel is. Remember the year that Alabama played them and everyone was like,
1% chance to win.
Yeah. They're going up against Clemson, who took a big drop after their loss against...
Yeah, they had a big win last week against Pitt.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Clemson quadruple down.
Hey, the Citadel beat Charleston Southern by 1 point, okay?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to get Clemson double down. You know, the Citadel, they always end up having to play one of these fucking teams every year. They must do it to, like... get money or something. I don't fucking know. I guess they're just getting paid to get their ass whipped. But yeah, I'm going to go with the Clemson double down. And next, we've got South Carolina going up against Wofford.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Gamecocks double down.
Fuck yeah, they've been looking good too.
A sneaky team. Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I'm going to go South Carolina double down. I'm a big fan of what they're doing right now. They've, you know, winning against A&M ever since then, they've been on a roll, so.
And mm. Even the games they've lost this year, they've been in close battles.
Damn, Pitt and Louisville are playing.
When?
This right week.
Oh.
Pitt and Louisville, that'll be a good game. And then, dude, how is, okay, we got Missouri, number 23.
How are they still fucking ranked?
How are they still ranked? I know. Going up against Mississippi State. Trevor, what do you think?
I mean, I just don't know how the fuck they're still ranked. They've been losing fucking, you know, they've been losing left and right, and they're still ranked. But in this case, I think I'm probably going to go with Missouri double down. I just think they're better than Mississippi State.
Yeah, you know, it's crazy how, like, you have to lose 4 games as an SEC team to get dropped out of the top 25, God. Apparently.
Don't start up the fucking,
I know. That's just, but it's true, yeah, kind of. Because, like, here's the thing. I've watched Missouri play. They haven't looked good.
No.
LSU, okay. I think they actually kind of deserve a benefit of the doubt more than Missouri does.
Yeah, because they've at least won some big games.
Yep. Oh, we got another 5-point game. We've got Army undefeated going up against 9-1 Notre Dame. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, I think this is the time when your father can do the Army song next. But they're not gonna win this week. I think Notre Dame's on a path right now of really trying to make everybody forget about week 2 or week 3 when they play Northern Illinois, and I'm gonna double down on Notre Dame. May end the hopes of Army making the playoffs this year.
Kind of makes me sad because I'd love to see the Army make the fucking... It's weird that our military schools aren't better.
I know. It almost doesn't make sense.
You think like, oh, the
It'd
Marines...
be the best. Yeah.
And also, why don't the Marines have a school?
I know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Notre Dame double down. I think it'll be a nice, classic, good old-fashioned rub-and-tug football game right there. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Notre Dame double down. Up next, we got Boise State going up against 2-8 Wyoming. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, I'll take Boise State double down for old boy to run for 200 more rushing yards over Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. Boise State double down. I just think that they're, you know, they're going to whoop Wyoming's ass. Up next, we've got Alabama going up against Oklahoma in Norman.
God, yeah. Oh, well, what a game. I'll take Alabama double down, and I hope I'm wrong.
I'm sure you were expecting this to be a ranked game this time of year.
Yeah. I definitely was at the start of the year.
Yeah, I'm going to go Alabama double down, but that doesn't mean that this won't be a good game. I mean, Alabama's had a couple of,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So I wouldn't be surprised. Up next, we've got Texas A&M going up against Auburn.
I like Texas A&M double down here. They just, they look a good team this year. They've had a couple of, you know, stumbles along the way, but I think they're a better team than Auburn, even though it's in Auburn. I'll take Texas A&M double down.
Yeah, I agree. I think Texas A&M, they're going to go get this win, and they're going to go into the game against Texas 9-2. Texas A&M double down. And then finally, we've got Iowa State versus Utah. Utah, very disappointing. Trevor, who do you like?
Very disappointing for your first year to be in the Big 12, and people are like, oh, Utah, you know, they're going to be in a conference where they can be the fucking, you know, heavyweights.
I thought they might win it.
I thought that they could too, and then, no, they just, they're, I don't know what's going on there, but I'm going to roll with Iowa State. I like what's going on over there. I like the offense, like the defense. Double down.
Yeah, I'm going to go Iowa State double down. Utah just hasn't looked very good this year. So I'm not going to put my trust in them anymore, especially not now. And now, did I write that one down? You went to Iowa State?
Iowa State double down.
God, it's a lot of games. And now, finally, we get to the main event. You all have been waiting for. We've got our NFL picks. Trevor, you got any games this week you're looking forward to? Bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
Cardinals Seahawks. That's like a fight for the division there. Cardinals have looked pretty good, so I'm excited about that game. Eagles Rams could be a good game. Sunday night game. Ravens Chargers. That's a good game because the Chargers have looked pretty good of late. They've looked pretty good. Jim Harbaugh doing a good job down there. Bum of the week goes to that fucking Bears fucking kicker. What a fucking. I mean, well, I guess the line. They just all. They're like. They're just always destined to fuck up.
I know. It's, and you also, as a Bears fan, you're like, we're finally going to beat the Packers for the first time. And I don't even remember the last time they beat the Packers, honestly.
Oh, it's been like 12 years.
It's been a long time. It's crazy. And I know Aaron Rodgers never lost to them. So, I mean, but we're going to go ahead and get this started with a 10-point game, the Thursday night game. We've got the 8-2 Steelers going up against the 2-8 Browns. It's in Cleveland. Trevor, what do you think?
Man, the Steelers, they just look good and they're gritty. They can put the fucking clamps on you. Honestly, a dangerous team because they've just plugged in Russell Wilson and he's just, he's not doing anything that's like just remarkable, but he's just better at the deep ball and that's what they needed there.
They were winning without him and he improved him. Yeah. So
I like the Steelers here double down. I think that they'll get it done. I mean, it could be a close game. It probably will be
a divisional game. It's always a good game.
I think I'm going to go Steelers double down.
Yeah, it's always a good game between these two. This division, every matchup's always good. I just think the Steelers, they're on a mission right now. They're going to go out there and whoop the Browns' ass, hopefully. Steelers double down. Up next, we've got another divisional matchup. We've got the Patriots going up against the Dolphins, who are on a 2-game winning streak. Trevor, what do you think?
I think the Dolphins double down. Listen, I love, like, right now what we're doing, besides the fucking game we shouldn't have fucking won last week to the fucking Bears, like, all of the losses have been great. We've been in the game, and it's just a rookie mistake that's being made. I love that. He's playing great the whole game, but he's making little rookie mistakes where, he's trying to force it. That's fine. We lose close games. That's what I want to do. I know that we can win those games easily with some changes. So you do that. We keep losing, and we keep building his stock status up. Because, I mean, he's had a good fucking year. I mean, for as much many games as he played, he's like second in touchdowns thrown. He was a rookie quarterback, and he's fucking played less than all of them with shittier wide receivers. But I like the Dolphins double down here. I think that they're like they can make a late run and try to get into the playoffs. I don't know if they still will, but they're going to try.
Yeah, Dolphins double down. All right, up next, we've got we're going to win. Up next, we've got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers going to go up against the 2-8 Tommy DeVito-led.
Tommy DeVito. They finally put that bum where he fucking belongs. Yeah. On the fucking bench. Not even second string, third string. I like the Bucs here. Mike Evans hopefully is going to be back this week. That's big for Baker. I mean, they are, what, 4-6? They've fucking played every – they've been in tough games.
Schedule. Even I'll give it up to them. It's a tough
Falcons
schedule.
Are – they're only one game behind the Falcons right now. Is the Falcons – like, see, they seem like they're about to take off, and then they just never do. So I like the Bucs to get a good win here. Hopefully Mike Evans is back, get a little momentum building. They're still in the race. They're not out of it. Get something going. I like the Bucs double down.
Yep, I agree. At this point, the Giants hope they better lose every
game. Yeah, they need to be trying to lose.
I agree. Yeah, so up next, we got the Chiefs going into Carolina, coming off a loss against the Bills. Carolina, who somehow has three wins, is going to hope to
beat fucking Jacksonville and fuck.
Yeah, that was bad. Trevor, who do you think?
Yeah, I like the Chiefs to come back here, double down. I mean, tough loss last week, but God, it was great to see. Yeah, the Panthers are just, they're not going to, I don't care if it's in Carolina. I don't care if it's in fucking San Diego. It doesn't matter. Chiefs double down.
Yeah, I haven't picked against them all season because they haven't given me a reason to. Last week, I picked them straight up against the Bills. That's as close as I've gotten. But, if they don't beat the Panthers, they get a serious issue. Yeah. They're going to do what the fucking Patriots did that one year. When we started off like 8-0 and 9-0, then we played Steelers. The Ravens.
And the fucking Steelers did that 2 years ago.
And they went 10-0.
Yeah.
And then they started off 10-0, and then they lost to the fucking, the Bears or something. Yeah. And then they just went downhill from there. But, yeah, I'm going to go with Chiefs double down. They should whoop that ass, but who knows. Up next, we've got the Alice Cowboys going up against the fucking Washington Commanders. Trevor, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to take the Commanders here. They're coming off a loss to the Eagles, but hey, it was a division game. It was a close game. The Cowboys look like straight fucking ass right now. I'm just talking just very bad. The Commanders double down. Cowboys look like a fucking hot trash can.
Yeah, I'm going to go Commanders double down. The Cowboys are just not a very good team. They're one of the worst teams in the NFL. You can actually say that now.
You're just hilarious.
Especially without Dak.
They have the
Dak.
Same record as us, and we're actively trying to lose.
Yeah, and
they have $200 million tied up in three fucking players.
With Dak, I don't think they are, and I will give him credit for that. I think he does make them a lot better.
Yeah.
But it's not like he was winning with them, but I don't. They look like the worst team in football without him. Commanders double down. Up next, we got the Texans going up against the Titans. Trevor, what do you think?
I like the Texans to get another W here. Double down. It's a division matchup, so it could be close for a little while. But Titans not a good team.
Yeah, for some reason, I think this game's going to be close. Because it's a divisional matchup, but I mean, the Texans coming off that win, I mean, they got to feel good. So I'm going to go Texans double down. You did also, right?
Yep.
Okay, we've been pretty simpatico as far as our picks tonight. Up next, we got the Lions going up against the Colts. Colts getting that big win against the Jets, I guess, if you want to call it that. Lions absolutely beat the fuck.
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, it was so bad. Trevor, what do you think?
The Detroit Lions, I would say, are the best fucking team in football. Because, like, when they play teams that they should beat, they're fucking destroying them. Like, they're manhandling people. They're looking like a team from, 10, 15 years ago. They're like, oh, they're going to beat their ass. And then they go out and they beat their ass. I think that they're going to put it on the Colts, and they're not losing this game. Detroit double down.
I think it could be a good game because they don't think the Colts are terrible. Maybe with Anthony Richardson getting the second thing because he was able to get that win last week. But I do think the Lions, they could go out there and absolutely whoop their ass. But it is in Indianapolis, so we'll see. And then, I'm going to go Lions double down. Up next, we got the Vikings going up against the Bears, and this is the War Room game of the week. Trevor, who do you think?
I'm going to go with... Man, this is a tough one, actually. I mean, you know, because you don't know. I mean, the Bears, they very well could have won last week. They should have won. But... I don't know, man. The Vikings strike me as a team that they're going to beat teams they should beat and lose to the bigger teams because they're not completely there yet. I'm gonna go with the Vikings in this scenario, and I think I'm gonna double down.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the Vikings, but I'm gonna go straight up. I got a bad feeling about this game. It's divisional. The Bears are desperate. They're gonna need this game. It's in Chicago. If you haven't noticed, the Vikings are still winning. They're 8-2, but nobody's talking about them as much as they were because they're not looking the same. But I'm going to go Vikings straight up. Up next, first of the, 3-point games, we got the Broncos going up against the Raiders.
5-point games.
Is that what it, oh, sorry. The 3 o'clock game's worth five. We have the Broncos going into Las Vegas. Trevor, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Denver double down. Bo Nix looking pretty good. he's played really good the past month and a half. I like what's going on there. And the Raiders don't have a reason to win. They need to lose to draft a quarterback.
Yeah. All this, I'm going Broncos double down for all the same reasons you did. And then up next, oh, boy. Ooh, I didn't even know. This is a good one. We got the 49ers going into Green Bay to play against the Packers. Trevor, what do you think?
I mean, at some point, you got to start saying, is this a must-win for the 49ers? Because they're fucking up, man. I just don't know what's going on over there. And the Green Bay Packers, man, I like what's going on over there. And I'm going to double down on the Green Bay Packers. I think that they're starting to put, maybe they're not putting all the nails in the coffin, but they got one nail in the coffin if they get a win here against the 49ers. They're looking around that tough division. With a lot of losses in that division too, so it's hard to fucking win the division in a tiebreaker when you fucking lost everybody.
I gotta go Packers straight up. I wish I could take the Niners in this one, but they're gonna have to win this one to get my trust back. Honestly, that's how it is week to week with the Niners with me. Because I don't know. The Seahawks, it's kind of like, if it was like they had a better record, I'd be like, alright, it's divisional. But,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to go Packers straight up. Up next, we've got the Cardinals going up against the 5-5 Seahawks. If the Seahawks win this game, they could really complicate things in the NFC West.
Oh, yeah, then it's just a logjam.
Oh, my God. Honestly, potentially, if the Cardinals are leading right now.
If they would win, then they'd be 6-5. Cardinals would be 6-5, and then if the Rams won, they'd be 6-5.
So let's say this. If the 49ers were to win, the Seahawks were to win and the Rams were to win, they'd all be 6-5.
Yeah, and I think Seattle would have the tiebreaker.
The 49ers lost to the Rams.
And Seattle.
And Arizona.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're fucking themselves because all the losses are in division. So it's like.
Now they're going to have to just win as many games as they can.
Yeah, you have to win the most.
Yeah, dude, that's tough, but you know. But, who do you like between the Cardinals and the Seahawks?
I like the Cardinals here. I'm going to go straight up because it is a division game in Seattle, but I like what the Cardinals are doing. I like the connection with Harrison and Murray. I think their offense is really starting to pick up some steam. I'm going to go with the Cardinals, but straight up because I don't feel great about it.
I'm going to go Seahawks double down just because it's in Seattle. And they're coming off a really big win against the Niners. They're going to be feeling good. I got it.
You'll be feeling nicey.
Yeah. Seahawks double down. Trevor, we got the Sunday night game worth 10. We got the Eagles going into Los Angeles to play the Rams. What do you think?
Man, the Eagles just keep – they're winning good quality football games. And I mean, their offense is looking good. And Saquon Barkley is just such a great addition with him because it's taking a lot of pressure off of Jalen. A.J. Brown's a fucking beast. The Rams, man, they just up and down. You don't know what the fuck you're going to get. And I don't think you're going to get anything good here. And I'm going to.
They play great on primetime games, though, for some reason.
But I just don't. Call me Ray Charles because I don't see it here. I'm going to have to roll Eagles double down.
Yeah, I'm going to go Eagles double down. I don't know why I'm so gun-shy on the Eagles.
I was freaked because of last year because they went on that streak of being undefeated and then they started 10-0. Shitting out.
Started off 10-0 and then they just, but I do think that the Rams' weakness is their inability to stop the run, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Eagles double down on this one. And then finally, the Monday night game.
Brother versus brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got the Harbaughs going up against each other. We know how it went the last time they played each other in the Super Bowl. Ravens coming off of a loss to the Steelers. Chargers coming off a win against the Bengals.
I'm glad that they're not fucking playing this week. I don't know why I just said that. I'm glad that the Bengals aren't playing this week. This fucking, I'm so sick.
Yeah, they sit and think about what they've done.
Because they fucking, they're literally the Chargers from like 5 years ago where they've almost won every fucking game and they fucking lose it.
Or the Buccaneers with Tom Brady's last year. What do you like?
Chargers on a 4-game winning streak. Ravens coming off a tough loss. I mean, Harbaugh, he's got the defense looking pretty good. It's a toss-up. And I feel like every time, the Chargers, every time they get on a streak, or you're like, oh, they're looking like a contender, that's when they fucking lose. Every time. And I know Harbaugh's there now, and I think he's gonna be there and he's going to build something good. But that's what they've been since I've been alive. Since I've been watching football, the Chargers have been a fucking team that win and get a good streak, and then when you think they're doing something, they fucking lose. And that's what I think's happening now. So I'm going to go with the Ravens, and I'm going to double down on the Ravens.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ravens, but straight up, I got a really funny feeling about this game. I don't think the home field advantage matters because I don't think it exists at SoFi.
Yeah, I agree.
The Ravens got to win this game, dude. They can't drop to 7-5. They can't.
No.
The Chargers at 7-4?
You expect it. You know what I mean? But like, yeah.
Ravens also off of a loss are undefeated this year. So I'm going to go Ravens double down on this one. Although, you know, I'm nervous as hell, but I do think, I don't know, though. For some reason, I feel like Jim is going to really try hard to beat John. But then again, I just don't think they have the facilities to handle that, big man. I don't think they can handle it. I think the Ravens, Derrick Henry's going to run down their throat. They don't have the personnel to handle it, hopefully. But yeah, and with that, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up for the night. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. Please make sure you like, share, subscribe, and download the podcast. Tell everybody about it. Trevor is now on a new route at work, so we'll be able to do more frequent and more consistent stuff and start scheduling stuff on the weekends again. Him having the weekends taken away really kind of messed up with what we could do and stuff with us both being off at the same time. It really helps out. And also, I miss our slumber parties. But Trevor hasn't slept in my house in a long time. So
it's been a long time. I don't know if I've even ever slept in the guest bedroom, honestly.
But because you never will. You just sleep on the couch for some reason.
It's like home.
You could literally just go lay on the bed and put a movie on the computer. It's great. That's what Jason and Mandy do. But thank you guys for listening. I'm sure we'll do a podcast this weekend. That's the plan. Maybe do an Indiana Ohio State watch party. Maybe I'll go play some fucking golf this weekend. I don't know. Wait, you say your stuff doesn't start until
the first
season. Fuck! I was going to say, let's go fucking play some golf, dude, while the weather's still nice. But yeah, guys, thank you guys for listening. We'll see you guys here in a few days. We love you. We support you. We care about you. We recognize you. Good night.
Love you.